Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WDKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGran is here. McGranahan.
Who?
McGran.
How many years have you known me? You can't get my name right? Mr. Lawrence?
Can we not abbreviate it ever?
Joe McG.
Do people call you that? Joe McG?
No.
That's harder to say. So, yeah, Mr. Joe is here. Joe McGranahan, mayor of Shamokin Dam, super deluxe COO of the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation for over 50 years. And he's here today to tell us that he's able to sit up and take nourishment even in his advanced age. So we appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Excuse me. I got to get my cane here.
Okay. You're so bad you need a cane even while you're seated.
Well, I need my cane to get to my walker.
On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and the Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you have not yet signed up for Text Connect, join the thousands of individuals who presently enjoy a Text Connect link to breaking news stories that pop up in the nation and in the central Susquehanna Valley. Closed roads, tornadic weather, or opportunities for you to keep an eye out for strong storms are some of the reasons you might get a Text Connect message from us. And I want to emphasize the toll-free line. It is the hometown pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565, sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Our hometown pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis, so you'll see Terry out at Shade Mountain, Tyler at Trutz, Steve at Norrie, Jennifer at Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. They're involved in the ownership or operation of those facilities, and they would like to super serve you and always remind you that every dollar spent locally gets locally spent 10 times over. So you can support many people in your local community. And by supporting the local hometown pharmacies, they take that dollar, they go out into the community, they spend it at a local business. And that local business, guess what? They emphasize local. And next thing you know, you're sticking it to the big boxes and you're telling Walmart to take their dollars and go to China. Well, that's what they do with them anyway, but it's worse under those circumstances. They support local sports teams, charities, fundraising, fire companies, and churches. Did I say churches? And they also offer fantastic service to you. Some of them got drug take-back boxes, and they got it all going on at a hometown pharmacy. So please help your whole town when you help out a hometown pharmacy. You can email us, as one individual has done.
Actually, several individuals have done that. We have more than one email.
Right. All right.
But they're both about important topics that we were going to discuss today anyway.
Right. One is about Kate Smith.
Yes, and that one says, the controversy involving dropping Kate Smith's rendition of God Bless America at sporting events is pure media overreach. The song she sang in the late 20s and early 30s in George White scandals was vaudeville entertainment. Do we not recall Al Jolson and his fame? Burt Lahr, Jack Haley, Ray Bolger, The Lion, Tin Man, Scarecrow, all performed in the scandals. Do we ban The Wizard from TV as well? W.C. Fields, Jimmy Durante, Ethel Merman, Bing Crosby, let's ban their work. My grandmother was a Scandal and Ziegfeld girl, wonderful values. She would be appalled, signed Duffy. And I agree with that. You know, this thing
Wait, it's media overreach? The media is just reporting on it. The media is not creating this.
Well, I think it's overreach by the hockey team. But, you know, come stop and think about it for a minute. There's a thing in our Constitution called an ex post facto law. You can't make them. And that means, if you're not familiar with it, that you can't say something is a crime today, make a law that says it's a crime today, and then arrest people who did that thing a week ago or 2 weeks ago. You just can't do it. And I think that's what we have here. There are ex post facto laws. The fact that Kate Smith sang songs that were, by today's standards, racially insensitive is irrelevant to whether or not God Bless America should be played at a, you know, a Flyers game. Now, she sang those songs, and the Flyers have been doing her since, what, 1976? All of a sudden, now it's unacceptable.
1969.
That's right, 69. When a team executive ordered her version of God Bless America to be played instead of the Star-Spangled Banner, that led her to performing the song several times before games in the 70s. A year after her 1986 death, the team erected a statue of her. Now it's taking it down. There's a move afoot. Well, yeah, all right. They covered it at first. I thought they...
Did you see the covering?
Yes, it was ridiculous.
Wasn't that funny?
Now there's a move afoot to do something about getting General Lee out of Gettysburg, which is absolutely asinine.
What?
Yes, my sister-in-law and her husband who live in Gettysburg sent us a notice about that. It's appalling. You know, we can't judge people today by today's standards when they didn't live in our time. You know, let's give Kate Smith the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps today she wouldn't sing those songs. But let's face it, when I grew up in elementary school, we sang the songs of Stephen Foster. Masses into Cold, Cold Ground, Old Black Joe, Swanee. All those songs by today's standards are offensive and they aren't performed anymore. But should I be banned from radio because in my childhood I was required to sing Old Black Joe in elementary school?
Maybe that's how we could finally get you out the door. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Yeah, to a certain extent I agree with you, but what's happening today is individuals are trying to be as sensitive as possible.
That's an overreach.
I think individuals who are helping to run the Flyers and running the Yankees, they want to make sure that the sports are as open and as welcoming to everyone as they can. And that's why they're doing it. It isn't media overreach. The media is just reporting on this. I assure you, the media is responding after these sports teams responded. And so individuals of color know that these people represent part of the old school to this very day, even though they don't sing those songs today or they're not even alive, but they don't perform those things, but they know that that is the full spectrum of what they represent. So it is insensitive to have these on display today.
Have you had your head checked lately?
Dick, you are on the... Well, see, Joe, as an old white man, you could never understand
I guess not.
But maybe Dick has a better explanation. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Well, the only thing I'm going to say is if the Yankees don't do it, nobody else does it. And that, they set the tone right there. I mean, that's a worldwide franchise that people root for, more so than even the Flyers. I mean, there's a lot of hockey fans. I don't take that lightly. But there's Yankee fans everywhere in the world, maybe in the universe. And I think if they don't do it, nobody does it. That's my only point.
Oh, okay, so that they got the ball rolling because of their
sensitivity. Well, they did it last week. They did it, and it was done that day. I mean, I was online when they were doing it. They said, this is it. This is the last day we're doing it. And you know, it's like a snowball. I didn't even realize the Flyers did it. I mean, and I follow hockey, but most of the time you don't see that, even maybe occasionally the national anthem is played, but you don't see what goes on behind the scenes where that seventh inning was the Yankees thing every game. They stopped the game in seventh inning and they would play Kate Smith.
Okay. Well, you didn't see it, but when they initially at Philadelphia decided that the statue would have to go, they covered it in black cloth. But what they did was they wrapped it in a black cloth completely skin tight to the shape of the statue, complete with its arms hanging out. So what you saw was this black mass with arms hanging out, and you could see the outline where the head goes, wrapped in cloth and taped with tape. it really said something about our society today. It just looked really strange.
I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, because I'm on YouTube a lot, and I found the Pickaninny song by Kate Smith and played it for my wife. And what do you think? And she was kind of like put back a little bit, because she never heard that version, obviously, of it. And what was the reason I played it for is because, God bless my aunt and my uncle, they had a boxer, and the dog was named Pickaninny.
which you don't see that very often. So, but irrespective of that, it's just not something that, you know, people go around yelling about today. I don't even think that many people even knew the name.
But the thing that gets me is that Kate Smith helped a lot of people in this country get through World War II. She inspired them with her song and her singing, and God bless her version of God Bless America. I mean, it really resonated with the American people. It had nothing to do with race. Black people were every bit as patriotic during World War II as white people were. You know, so it had nothing to do with race. And it had to do a lot with motivating people to support this country during a very difficult time. And then to turn around years later and hold her to a standard that didn't exist when she was alive and singing is absolutely absurd to me.
Well, I have no issue with it. I thought it was wonderful. And when I think of Kate Smith, that's what I think of. God Bless America. They'll never take that out of my mind. I'm going to let it go at that.
I never even heard of the Pickaninny song.
I didn't either until about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I found it on YouTube. And then I saved it. In fact, I saved it to my whatever. I guess they could do something to me if they wanted to, but I saved it anyhow.
So it's okay to be on...
It's kind of a cute little song. A cute little song. She's singing to these little black kids and it's just the way it is. Like, you can't make it up. There's a video. There's, you know, you can go and find it and play it if you really want to take the time to do it. Wrong with the song.
I was going to say, odd that YouTube would allow such a disgrace to be on its...
Well, it was on there yet. Well, I shouldn't tell you it's still on. I mean, they take stuff off all the time. They do. But I saved it to my computer, and it was on there the other day because I found it again and just listened to it again. And for no particular reason other than this brouhaha came up over it, so I played it just to... Think, well, it's maybe by today's standards, you wouldn't have somebody recording it. But I still got a little upset when everybody goes about the blackface and everybody listens to Al Jolson. They have no issues with him. I mean, he was the original guy at that.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Thank
he
you
really
so much.
Was. He made a career out of it.
Appreciate the call.
And a good one.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you. Lance, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
You bet. Why, anyway, with regards to today, how one little... racial and flat fraction can get someone in a whole lot of hot water. Why? I mean, I've said this before, and I don't want to sound like a cracked CD, but what about Margaret Sanger Award? I mean, I've got stuff that she wrote back there, like Women in the New Race. That whole book is wrought with all manner of racial innuendos. It's incredible. She wanted to remove the entire race from the gene pool. Well, it says there that abortion is a great way to solve the Negro problem. The Negro problem is that they were in the gene pool in the first place. And yet they give an award in her name. Why is that?
Did she accomplish anything great?
Well, yes, but that doesn't seem to matter to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We can have the greatest folks in the world, but if they step out of line, one little slip of the tongue, and they're done.
Well, maybe the sensitivities that the Yankees and the Flyers are trying to show here, although amid much controversy, is not being enjoyed by folks who are giving out the Margaret Sanger Award.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But anyway...
It hasn't been scrutinized yet globally.
All right. Can I use my last minute and a half here?
But who's going to be left? Oh, you know, if we take all this stuff off the books, we get rid of Kate Smith singing God Bless America because she sang a song called Pickaninny Heaven, and we get rid of all the others. We took down the statue of Stephen Foster in Pittsburgh. Let's get rid of General Lee at Gettysburg. Who's going to be left? If we're going to start holding people to standards that didn't exist during their lifetime, and punishing them ex post facto for things they did when it was, if not acceptable, at least accepted. You know, where are we going to end this?
Yeah. Well, can I give my annual Earth Day dissertation?
Sure, go right ahead. Today is Earth Day.
Okay. As they review the bizarre and unpredictable weather pattern of the past several years, a growing number of scientists are beginning to suspect that many seemingly contradictory meteorological fluctuations are actually part of a global climatic upheaval. However widely the weather varies from place to place and time to time, when meteorologists take an average of temperatures around the globe, they find that the atmosphere has been growing gradually cooler for the past three decades. The trend shows no indication of reversing. Climatological Cassandras are becoming increasingly apprehensive for the weather aberrations they are studying may be the harbinger of another ice age. Telltale signs are everywhere, from the unexpected persistence and thickness of pack ice in the waters around Iceland to the southward migration of warmth-loving creatures like the armadillo from the Midwest.
Where are you reading this from?
Yeah, well, wait a minute, I'm getting to that. Since the 1940s,
get there quickly.
Global temperature has dropped about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Although that figure is at best an estimate, it is supported by other convincing data.
All right, well, let's fast forward.
That's from Time Magazine.
Lance. Huh? Lance, let's fast forward.
Yeah, this has to have an end.
So this is from the
40s? There it is, right now.
No, let's scratch the end. Okay, so
Time Magazine, June 24th, 1974.
Okay, so
all right.
Suffice to say, you do not think the planet is getting warmer today,
correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's
okay.
Been getting warmer since about 1850.
All right, so it was
back
cooler
then,
before
all
and warmer
the folks
now.
Were
yeah,
talking.
We had an ice age once, too.
Yeah, it was called the Little Ice Age back around Shakespeare's time, 1600s.
Okay.
And this is just the way the Earth does. I mean, from 950 to 1350 was the medieval warm period.
So is man making the planet warmer today or not?
Maybe a little.
Okay, thank you.
But,
all right.
But what I'm saying is this is the way the Earth seems to do.
Okay.
And back then, I was into this up to my eyeballs. Now, just listen a little bit, really. And had for the previous 10 years, a chemistry teacher and my science teacher at Northumberland had been following this in the scientific journals they got, and it really was getting colder. I mean, really cold.
All right, and that was back in the 70s. Okay.
Right.
Well, listen, thank you very much, Lance. We got to go.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Bye.
Thank you very much. All right, so suffice to say, the planet was getting cooler at some point, is getting warmer now, and man is a factor.
Okay.
So we got that out of the way.
All right. It has nothing to do with Kate Smith and the controversy surrounding her singing.
Right. Big dilemma with the white people who are very upset that Kate Smith would be put away, but for individuals who are trying to be sensitive to racial issues. It was a smart move. But what's your opinion, folks? Let us know. Kate Smith is gone from the Yankees, and the statue and the song is gone from the Flyers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we're talking about Kate Smith getting booted out of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey arena.
But don't worry, in the next hour, we're going to be talking about the Mueller report.
All right, we've mulled it over, and we have some
definite. We've mulled Mueller.
Right, so we're going to be talking about Russian influence shortly here. 1-800-795-9565, if we're still on the same page, we're talking about Kate Smith, but why do I get a feeling that Paul's got a mind of his own, and he, too, is going to go off in his own direction?
Okay, I got a little thing that I'd like to relate to you people, and it's very quick. When I was in the service, and we were working in a recovery, there was a little black kid from Chicago. His name was George Washington. And he told me something that was most important that I kept with me for all these years. And he said, anybody that is offended by what people say or think about them, they are ashamed of themselves as to what they are or to who they are. But for me, I'm just damn glad that I'm alive.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very timely. Does that relate to Kate Smith?
Sure does, because if Kate Smith was saying something that offended other people, it's because they're ashamed to be Americans.
Mm. So the people that are concerned about Kate Smith's statue removal are ashamed to be Americans.
That's the ball.
That's the deep. I'll have to think about that one. All right. Noted, Paul. Having sent that message out, anything else?
Well, not really. That I would like to get in right now, because you guys are soon coming up one time for a break and your news.
Right. No argument there. All right. Perfect, Paul. Thank you so much for checking in.
Okay. You know, there is no evidence that I'm aware of that Kate Smith was a racist.
Just she sang those songs.
She sang those songs. I mean, she was paid to sing. If someone handed her the music for a song and said, we want you to record this, we want you to sing it, she did it. That was her job.
Okay, so but nothing's popped up that she actually was. Her face was used, too, in the mammy depictions, the sort of the racist stereotypes of what black women looked like. Her face was put on one of those.
Well, I mean, what's not getting reported is the story that Kate Smith's family members are heartbroken after the teams have distanced themselves from the singer. The Philadelphia Flyers, of course, distanced themselves. I was looking to see where the story is. An interview with USA Today Sports on Saturday evening, Smith's niece, Suri Andron, and her husband, Bob, said they have been both shocked and saddened by recent stories that have cast the late singer as a racist because she performed two songs titled That's Why Darkies Were Born and Pickaninny's Heaven in the early 1930s. Both songs contain racist language and references, though the former has been characterized as satire and was also performed at the time by Paul Robeson, who is black. You know, so what do we have here? Her family says she wasn't a racist. She sang songs that were written and recorded by others, including black artists. And so now we're going to take her statue down. And you're right. I mean, this what they did here covering her was an absolute monstrosity.
It looks like a bat or something.
Well, it looks like something out of a Star Wars movie. You know?
Oh, yes, it does. It's Darth.
The cantina scene where all these weird creatures are roaming around.
It's Darth Vader conducting an orchestra.
But, you know, were black people offended? Did they not know before now that she sang these songs? I don't recall.
Yeah, something brought it up. I don't know what it was or who or how. I think it was individuals complaining to the Yankees months and months ago, not recently, but it finally got mulled over and brought up, and maybe they threatened to go public or something. But, yeah, this was not something that was brought up. You know, the Yankees didn't do soul searching, come up with it on their own. Somebody complained to them, but that was in the news months ago. That's not a new thing.
Well, you know, for those who are not familiar with Kate Smith, and she had a very popular radio program in the 40s and early 50s. She was widely regarded as a patriot in this country, someone who contributed a lot to the war effort. I mean, she entertained the troops. She went overseas. She was a good person, you know, and to turn around now and to take her out, it seems awfully unfair to me for two songs she sang out of a whole career.
What are the equivalents? Have we also examined the life and times, or no, scratch that, to be just the product of a performer from the 30s or 40s and started to scrutinize their actual
little further. D.W. Griffith, Birth of a Nation, you know, an outright love piece for the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, it was a distortion of history. Yet that movie's still available. Woodrow Wilson called it history writ with lightning. And Woodrow Wilson was a bigot of the first order. I mean, he just didn't like black people.
So maybe we should take his portrait out of
the White
House.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's erase him from the presidency of the United States. I mean, we have to judge people in their time. And I think to the extent that we stop doing that in this country, we're making a terrible mistake, and we're going down a path that is going to make us look stupid 10 years from now.
Well, they want to make the Flyers and the Yankees as welcoming and sensitive to all people today. So,
well, they're not welcoming and sensitive to me now.
Well, no argument there, but I think there are individuals who say that bothers them. I know it doesn't bother us, but there are individuals who say it does bother them and that her past performance of these songs does irritate them. And, you know, maybe this is like like the squeaky wheel. You know, it's individuals who are bothered by this, even though racial insensitivity shouldn't be seen. I'm not trying to depict it as a nuisance.
If the Yankees were playing, that's why darkies were born in the seventh inning stretch, I could understand the outrage.
Right. Oh boy.
But that's anyway, not what they're playing. I mean, like she sang songs. That's what she did for a living.
Right, and some of them can, in the light of today's. Right, but again, these sports teams are trying to be welcoming to all individuals and all families. Maybe the people who complain said it's getting difficult to explain why the person whose statue is there is still there, even though she, you know, she sang those particular songs, which they're familiar with, that, you know, sort of depicted the world as accepting of racism.
Why did they erect her statue in the first place?
Oh, because of the God Bless America song.
Right.
And that's not enough to keep it still up there. So
no, we tear it down because she sang Pickaninny's Heaven, and that's why darkies were made. That's... doesn't make sense to me.
All right, 1-800. Being being ultra-sensitive is not your specialty. We'll give you that much.
Thank you.
All right, 1-800.
I'll take it. I'll wear it as a badge of honor.
1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. You can use it during the 9 a.m. hour, which will be coming up after the CBS News. You can email us right now at onthemark@wkok.com. This is On the Mark on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Mr. Rob Sander is there. Really appreciate his hard work. He made everything fall together perfectly last Friday when I took the day off. And I'm going to be off this Thursday and Friday again. And guess what?
Off more than that.
Oh, you're right. I'm way off base, but I'm not going to be in the building either on Thursday and Friday. And once again, Rob will continue to glue the show together with finesse and Velcro and super glue and his good skill. And so we're going to be very appreciative of that once again. So that's the cast of characters. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Some news headlines. There's been a change in the traffic pattern in one of the many construction zones, which are part of the Duke Street project in Northumberland. On Water Street, the Route 11 southbound traffic is switched from the south side of the road to the north side. PennDOT says this allows the contractor to start excavating the north side of the road. Queen Street will remain closed to through traffic between Depot Avenue and Water Street. On Front Street, the contractor is expected to complete excavation work and start the curbing aspect of that project. Selinsgrove Grove police arrested a man living at the Selinsgrove Grove Hotel and charged him with rape. And they say 50-year-old Ricky Lee Spriggle is guilty of rape and sexual assault. He was arraigned in front of Magistrate John Reed and placed in the Snyder County Prison, $75,000 bail. They say the incident began with a report of a missing woman last week. Learning more about the problems of climate change and what to do about it will be brought up at Bucknell University Center for Sustainability 7th Annual Sustainability Symposium. It is this Friday and Saturday called People's World, Making Your Future, Energy, Climate, and Human Rights. The symposium is Friday and Saturday. There will be two keynote speakers, including Dr. Jim Hansen.
Dr. Hansen is probably best known for testifying in front of Congress in the mid-1980s, was brought in to talk about global warming at that time, and was really the scientist who coined the phrase climate change that we now use synonymously.
And that is Samantha Myers from the Center for Sustainability Operations. And she says that the keynote speaker, Dr. Hansen's granddaughter, Sophie Kevlahan, will be there as well.
She's one of the lead plaintiffs in the Our Children's Trust case, where there's 21 young people suing the government concerning their constitution constitutional right to live in a world that the government didn't protect from these catastrophic climate change effects.
The keynote addresses will take place at the Wise Center for the Performing Arts, 8 to 9:30 a.m. Friday. If you want to learn more about the symposium, it actually starts at 5 p.m. with the poster session, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elaine Langone Center. Then Saturday, the breakfast, free and open to the public at 8 a.m. at the Langone Center. Then at 9 a.m., the plenary dialogue session forums begin on Saturday in Lewisburg. So, Lance, you're going to have to go there, and you'll learn about climate change. It is
a plenary session. Boy, that sounds important.
Plenary?
Yeah, well, that's a correct word, yes.
That's a main session, right? It means like a discussion session?
No, that means a business session.
Okay. All right. The Philadelphia Flyers removed a statue of the late singer Kate Smith outside the NHL team's arena Sunday, 2 days after covering it amid allegations of racism against the 1930s star with a popular recording of God Bless America. The NHL principal, "Hockey is for everyone," is at the heart of everything the Flyers stand for, said Flyers President Paul Holmgren in a statement. Quote, "As a result, we cannot stand idle while material from another era gets in the way of who we are today," unquote. On Friday, the Flyers said Smith's God Bless America recording had been removed from the library following the baseball New York Yankees. The Yankees suspended use of her recording during the seventh-inning stretch amid conflicting claims of several of her songs, including a 1939 song, Why the Darkies Were Born. The tune originated in the 1931 Broadway revue George White's Scandals. It was considered
George White's Sandals.
Well, you know, he had nice shoes, but he also had scandals, and that was the bad part. All right, it was considered satire at the time. Smith's likeness also appears in a 1939 ad that heavily uses the mammy caricature and one of the most well-known racist depiction of black women. Smith's connection with the Flyers started in 1969 when a team executive ordered her version of God Bless America to be played instead of the Star Spangled Banner. That led to her performing the song several times before games in the 1970s. A year before her 1986 death, the team erected the statue.
Whatever happened to Aunt Jemima? Wasn't she a depiction?
Right. She's on the...
They've updated her now. I mean, she looks a lot different than she did when I was a kid.
Oh, she lost weight and she's younger.
She's lost weight. She's younger. She doesn't have her hair tied up in a cloth.
All right, so that is, I like what Paul
Holmgren
says.
I personally will never go to another Flyers game as long as I live.
Well, which you have never
I've
been,
never
to,
been
one,
to one,
and you're
right.
Never going to one, so that works out. But I like how he says that we can't sit idly by while material from another era gets in the way of who we are today. So really what he's saying is that there isn't anything wrong with the material that...
Well, that's exactly what he's saying.
Right. But it is getting in the way of who we are today. So people are bringing it up.
Well, like the Civil War is getting in the way of what we are today. We don't fight wars over slavery anymore. Let's get rid of that. Let's tear the pages out of the history books about the Civil War.
Because people won't get the right idea. All right.
Anyhow, I mean, it's just getting worse and worse.
The world's falling apart. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, you know, to say it was going to hell in a handbasket wouldn't be too far off the mark.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about Kate Smith. We're going to talk about the Mueller report.
Yes, we need to do that. We have several important emails on that
topic. All right,
topic.
So what's your impression of Mr. Mueller's report?
Well, you know, I look at it this way. There are certainly many troubling aspects to what the president's administration did. He apparently was saved by the fact that his staff let him blow off steam, which I think is what he was doing. I think that's why they didn't indict him or recommend any kind of indictment. First of all, I don't think a sitting president can be indicted, whether you like it or not. But over and above that, I don't think that what he did rose to the level of an impeachable offense. Let's look at it this way. Hillary Clinton smashed her phones and deleted 33,000 emails. That wasn't obstruction of justice. President Trump fired Jim Comey. He did a couple of other things that I don't think...
He tried to unrecuse Jim Sessions.
Right. But how is that... First of all, there was no crime. In other words, the whole central theme in this, and the Democrats are ignoring it, the whole central theme was Russian collusion with the Trump administration.
Why are the Democrats ignoring it?
Well, because they're now moving on to obstruction of justice. They're not. The collusion thing has been pretty well debunked by the guy who they were counting on to bring it out and to remove the president from office But he said the Mueller report says there was no collusion by any part of the administration. Couldn't be proved.
They responded to overtures from Russia.
Right. You know, and I think Rudy Giuliani saying that there's no problem with that. It's not illegal. He's probably right, but there is a problem with it. Right. I mean, I don't think you should be doing it.
Well, I don't think we should turn to Rudy for our moral compass anyway.
No, but here's the thing. When did this happen? It didn't happen when Donald Trump was president. It happened when Barack Obama was president. Why wasn't Barack Obama giving the Trump campaign an updates on the fact that they were being used or tried to be used by the Russians? You would think that would be a first step that was taken. They gave Hillary warnings.
Well, and I think another, you know, I read several summaries of it. I could not possibly read the whole.
No, it's 600 pages. Or 400.
Well, 448, I think, is a number that pops into my head. But anyway, I can't even read one page. But here's the rub. What I find most disturbing, and neither the Obama administration nor the Trump administration give two hoots about, is that Russia meddled in the 2016 election.
They've been doing it for years.
Does that seem wrong to you?
Well, we've meddled in foreign countries' elections.
Right.
Look at what President Obama tried to do with the last time Bibi Netanyahu ran in Israel. He spent money trying to defeat him.
Okay. So everything I see on Homeland, the TV show, is true?
Apparently so. We do it, so why should we blame others when they do it? Do we like it? No, I don't think we should be doing it. I don't think they should be doing it to us. Yeah. That's in a perfect world.
Well, and I think, as for obstruction, I think the president did everything except actual illegal obstruction of justice.
They walked right up to the line.
Right. But that's exactly what he did. But I think he did it all in the interest, you know, pure self-interest. He didn't say, okay, well, it's time to do something secret. I'm going to meet you in a parking lot. We're going to talk about this. He did it in plain sight. And, you know, he didn't want his henchmen in the White House to testify about it. But guess what? They did. And
well,
so
there's something else
we found out that there's conversations.
Take into consideration. First of all, the president provided thousands of pages of documents as requested without once claiming executive privilege.
So he participated in the investigation.
He allowed his staff to testify and meet with Mueller. He did not hold anything back as far as declaring executive privilege, and he could have.
Yeah, if I had to summarize my takeaway, I'm not disappointed in the president. This is the kind of behavior that you would expect from him. It probably isn't illegal. The slight possibility exists that all of these other investigations, what are there, eight other active investigations, that they might turn up something where the president did something illegal. But the bottom line is, we should be extremely disappointed that our nation meddles in other elections and that Russia meddles in ours, and we don't do anything about it. You know, we tell Facebook, hey, stop them from doing that, or we tell Twitter, stop them from doing that. Well, guess what? They say, no, this is how we make money. Oh, boy.
Well, we have two emails on it. Bob says, good morning. I would like to state that the Mueller report clearly shows then-elect Donald Trump did 100% try to have help from Russia. President Trump has lied every day since in office about this. The report also is laid out so Trump can be charged with crimes. Because he is a sitting president, he can't be charged unless under impeachment through Congress. Trump should lose the next election and can be charged as a normal citizen until June of 2022. Earth Day is a great time to start to clean out Washington. That's what Bob says. EB says, I am deeply disturbed by the findings of the Mueller report. I am even more deeply disturbed by Republicans' response to it. Although Mueller did not establish formal collusion, he did find that Trump and his associates were perfectly willing to accept the help of the Russians. That's right. An American presidential candidate accepted help from a foreign nation that intended harm to America in order to subvert our valued democratic election process. The GOP's response, a collective shrug. So much for being the patriot. Patriotic Party, huh? I am incredibly troubled by the fact that Republicans, both elected officials and the citizenry overall, are unwilling to stand up for America. This is not what our veterans fought and died for. They wanted to protect our democracy. They certainly did not give their lives for this.
Oh, the veterans don't understand how to run modern espionage. You know, that's the takeaway from this, that, you know, people just don't understand that this is how we have to run our country. I think the letter writer is on to something here. You know,
really?
I think the president did everything but illegal obstruction of justice, and the fact that his all his people in his campaign were willing to accept information and help from the Russian, I think that is an unpatriotic moral failing on their part, but it isn't illegal. It's just means you're a person who's willing to compromise your morals in order to get anything you want. It's called selfishness. It's probably tied to original sin, and there and you know, unfortunately, a lot of people enjoy it. Well, we got two callers waiting. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, Mitt Romney, when he said the Russians were the biggest threat to us, President Obama made fun of him. You know, so what is it? Is it somebody that we should be afraid of, or is it somebody that we should not be afraid of?
Well, I find it even, it seems even more disturbing to me, although not illegal, that after Russia helped the president get elected, then, of course, guess what? Vladimir Putin is his best friend in the world. Well, what would you expect?
And remember President Obama saying, tell Vlad after the next election, I'll have more flexibility. I mean, let's face it, we deal with these people all the time.
1-800-795-9565. I have to stay on schedule with my breaks. Stan and then Bobby, you guys are going to be on the mark momentarily here after we hear all about the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word, a place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me. Mr. Rob Center is the fabulous producer. He's at the right spot at the right time always. He's placed three individuals on hold, so we appreciate that. They called the toll-free line, which is sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacies, 1-800-795-9565. Matt Cotrillo is over in the newsroom monitoring traffic. He says, so far, so good everywhere. We don't see any gum-ups on the maps anymore. We had some long delays in Sunbury. Earlier, we had a wreck on Route 15 at Winfield, and we had some slow ups on Danville, but everybody's doing okay right at the moment, just the usual delays. Okay, calls in order of rationality. Stan, believe it or don't, you're at the top of that list. Go right ahead.
Okay. EB says that he's worried about Trump and the Russians and blah, 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 that Trump would ask the Russians for help. Now, that being said, what would have happened if Hillary had won, would we know anything about it, anything to do with the Russians? Because my understanding is that she hired people, a guy from Fusion GPS, to write up some fake dossier and get dirt on Trump. And where did they go for that dirt? They went to the Russians and Ukrainians. So if she had won, what would have come of that? Would she have been accused of working with the Russians? I mean, she did destroy evidence in her case with the emails and all that, but you know, where's things going to even out here?
So these are a series of selfish, partisan, un-American moral failings on the part of Hillary, President Obama.
Oh, everybody has
Joe Biden
failings. I mean, it's simple. Nobody's perfect. I will never say that anybody is. But what would have happened if Hillary had won? Yeah. Because they would have used that dossier to win. They were going to put that dirt out there.
And now
already had the dirt out there.
And now, I don't know whether you saw it, Stan, but the New York Times over the weekend ran a story saying, in effect, that far too much reliance was placed on that that report from the Fusion GPS and Mr. Well, if I forget the British agent's name.
Gates,
but they're now saying in effect that we should look into this, and I think you know the Inspector General's doing it, and I think there's going to be some problems for the Democrats at the other end.
Well, there better be. I mean, Hillary obstructed justice. When she was, they subpoenaed her emails, and she destroyed the devices that they were on and said that she didn't have it. That's what Trump, when Trump made that statement and during his campaign stop, he was making a joke. But talking to Russians, hey, where's the emails at? Because nobody could find those 30,000 emails that she just mysteriously disappeared. And he was making a joke. Hey, the Russians probably have them. Where are they at? But they're complaining about the Russians hacked the DNC. Well, those emails from when she was in the State Department or whatever were not on the DNC servers. At least they shouldn't have been. That's what they supposedly hacked. So it's two different items there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Stan.
So when's justice going to happen for her rest of the cabal?
The Democrats have not launched an investigation into these aspects of the...
They never will.
Don't want an investigation of those.
I realize that. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, it's all Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault. Trump's the bad man. Bad orange man. That's how they say it.
He is a bad man.
It's a bunch of crap.
But stop and think for a minute, Stan. I'm concerned the fact that they walk right up to the line. I wish they had stopped.
Did they?
Yes, they did. The president walked right up to the line. And if his staff had carried out his instructions, we would be talking about obstruction of justice.
Obstruction of justice on something that never happened.
Well, that's a troubling thing. I'll grant you that.
Just because they were investigating something that never happened, that should have never been investigated, because it was initiated by the Obama administration and his people, the FBI, off of a fake dossier paid for by the opposition candidate. Come on, this is what Watergate was all started over.
Well, here's
came down from.
Your friend Butterbread, whom EB you referred to a second ago, said, if you want to know why Obama didn't do more about Russian election interference, there's a simple two-word answer, Mitch McConnell. McConnell stopped the Obama administration from speaking out about it during the 2016 campaign by refusing to sign.
Yeah, McConnell stopped him, right. Obama couldn't get up in front of his microphones and say what was going on.
No, I agree.
He stood up and lied to us and said that the Russians couldn't do anything. Nobody can hack our election. Nobody can interfere with our elections.
Can't be done.
But now all of a sudden they did.
That was in Politico last year. So somebody sent us a good clipping. All right, thank you so much, Stan. Glad that you're on board this morning. Appreciate that.
Take care, buddy.
Appreciate that. All right, stepping up the ladder of rationality is Bobby is next. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, Joe, and good morning, Mark. It was good to see both of you out and about and around besides inside the radio, because I've known you guys for a long time. But anyhow, the Mueller
Wait a minute, Bobby.
There was no evidence to prove that the president did anything.
Bobby,
and that, so from that standpoint, of course, being in I'm going to say me personally being involved in the prosecution up in Scranton. Of course, I was a defendant in a lawsuit down in Philly for an accident. And of course, I sat on a jury here in Northumberland County. You're dealing with evidence that you have to see and that has to be, presented however it's presented, then you have to make a decision on that. So the Mueller investigation, I think, did their job.
Okay.
All right. Where did you see Joe?
At Wise's.
Oh, okay, at the store.
No,
okay.
I was coming out of the. I don't know if Joe was going in or out of Wise's and that, but I was doing some of my shopping and personal business. I think it was Friday or whatever that day was, and I hadn't seen Joe in years. And yeah.
Okay. Good. Now, where did you see me?
At the Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just so people don't know, Joe and I hang around together all the time, and
no,
we
no.
ran into Bobby.
but anyhow, that's the investigation. I mean, they did their job.
All right. We got you. Thank you so much. Excellent point. Yep. Appreciate that. Dale, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
The only collusion I see is the government and the media colluding to divide and conquer these people listening to the media. I mean, basically, here's what I want to do. Can the media do the people a favor by going out and getting receipts from the Hillary Clinton legal bills and Donald Trump's legal bills and see if they actually paid any money or this is just all baloney? I mean, or are they public defenders? I mean, that's what people need to know. I mean, are they paying for their own defense or the taxpayers? Because if taxpayers are, just let them get away. They're going to get away anyway. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, don't they concentrate on the media and the government concentrate on division, divide people? And
yes.
What's that? Huh?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think people need to stop buying into that, I think. I don't know. I mean, to look at it, all that investigation's got nowhere and ain't getting nowhere. I mean, I don't know.
All right. Noted. Thank you so much, Dale. Thanks for the call. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We appreciate everybody who's called so far. We'll take more comers. So what should we do going forward? Do you
think now the Democrats, of course, many of them, including AOC, are calling and Maxine Waters, are calling for impeachment. You know, and I think yet cooler heads, supposedly there's going to be a conference call today between Nancy Pelosi and, I guess, the leadership of the Democratic Party in the House, trying to determine what their next step forward is, whether or not impeachment is the next step. I think that would be a big mistake, but I think their ultimate goal here is say, well, you impeach Bill Clinton, we're going to impeach you. It isn't going to pass the Senate. You know, there's the Mueller report spent, what, $25 million? All those witnesses, all those interviews, everything that was spent on that investigation, and they couldn't conclude that the president had committed obstruction of justice.
I like
now,
his reaction.
Stan's point was that how can there be obstruction of justice on a crime that they didn't prove? Well, they're two separate acts. In other words, the fact that he tried to stop the investigation or made an effort to stop the investigation, that could be construed as obstruction of justice, regardless of whether or not the underlying crime was proved or disproved.
Right, and that's happened many times where individuals are charged with obstruction and eventually no charge comes from whatever was being investigated in the first place.
I don't like to say this, but if the president had kept his tweeter shut, we wouldn't be in this position. If he had just let the thing play out and trust Bob Mueller to, you know, find what he found, the president should certainly have known whether or not there was collusion or any criminal activity there. If he was confident that there was none, then he should have kept his mouth shut.
Why do you think he said, this is the end of my presidency, I'm blanked?
I'm blanked. Well, I think you can use that word on the air. No, not the word he used. You can't.
Oh, my God. I'm
you effed. Can use other words, right. Okay.
E-F-F-E-D.
I think what he was talking about was that, you know, this goes on forever. It went on forever with Bill Clinton. You know, the Republicans were hell-bent on proving Whitewater and all these problems. That took, what, 2 years out of our collective lives.
So the president was innocent, but he knew
what
all
was
this
going
scrutiny,
to happen.
Years of scrutiny, plus, you know, hyper-judging every decision you've made and every conversation
and
you've made.
Every bill that he proposed, everything he tried to do would be predicated upon whether or not this sword was still hanging over his head.
Yeah, I disagree.
Of course you do.
1-800-795-9565. Dan is patiently waiting. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, Mueller knew from the very beginning there was no collusion whatsoever. He knew that. But what he did was use that for a smear campaign. All they could do was smear Trump for these two and whatever years it is, over 2 years already. And what they're going to do is keep using obstruction of justice to keep on smearing Trump. He left that open, and there was no obstruction of justice. That is outlandish. It makes me mad about the whole thing. Trump did nothing wrong. Trump opened up everything. His lawyers spoke to Mueller, and all everything was in the wide open. So there's no obstruction of justice in this whole thing. This is merely a smear campaign in order to make Trump more ineffective as the greatest president we ever had. That's what they're doing. They're keeping him ineffective. They want to smear him, keep up the open of impeachment, and that's all they're doing, the resistance movement.
What are there, 8 or 10 instances where he tried to slow or stop the investigation or fire the, get Jeff Sessions
right.
to fire?
In fact, many of us mistakenly said, I was wrong. I thought, well, maybe he ought to fire Mueller. But Trump, in his infinite wisdom, left Mueller in there. Now he made
I don't think his wisdom is infinite.
of himself. All Mueller proved is he had a smear campaign against the President of the United States. All the time, Trump had the legal right to fire him. All this is more smear against Trump. Trump's righteous beyond any other president. Johnson even spied on Goldwater. They had spying, and the Russians interfered in that election. They wanted Johnson to win. They didn't want Goldwater in there, an anti-communist. He was very outward with it. This spying has gone on for years and years and years, and they hold Trump to a much 10 times higher standard than the Democrats live by. Even FDR spied. FDR spied on one of his opponents in his own party to keep him from getting elected and had a smear campaign. So this is nothing new in politics.
Selfish,
in fact,
partisan,
Trump, yes.
Moral failings are common, and we should just learn to accept them.
No, I don't agree that Trump had big moral failings. His might have been a lot less. Yeah, he has moral failings. Sure, we all do. I might obstruct justice today. I might go down through New Berlin 50 mile an hour and go through the stop sign. I might do it, but I'm not gonna. That's what they're holding Trump to. He might have done this. He might do this. He's probably done this.
Yeah, he's probably done worse. He just didn't get caught in this investigation.
You know, it's a sad day. I feel sorry for Trump every day of my life since he's been elected. He's been treated like crap. I can't say the other word on the air.
Go ahead. Live it up.
Does it bother you?
My dad used to use it all the time on the farm. But I won't use it because I know this is a clean program. But
you can change that too, Dan.
Pardon?
You could change that.
No.
Don't encourage
keep
him.
It clean.
Yeah,
you
right.
guys run a clean program, and I don't want to.
We run a clean operation here. Well, what about the fact that the Trump campaign was so eager to accept this selfish, unpatriotic help from the Russians? Does that bother you, or that does not bother you?
No.
Okay.
It's been done before. They all use opposition research. Hillary used it. Back through, they have all used it. If you can find dirt. Unfortunately, that's the way our politics is run, finding dirt on the other opponent. And it shouldn't be that way, but
bear in mind
the way it's always been.
Well, what was the Steele dossier, if not attempt to get oppo research on Mr. Trump?
Exactly right. You're exactly right. They wanted to get lots of dirt on Trump. And they had it out there in the media. They had all this garbage out there on Trump through that fake, I call it fake, Steele dossier is what they used against Trump. And boy, if they get investigating on this and do it right, this could go all the way up
to
Obama.
All right,
this
we got
could
you.
Go all the way up.
Hey, we got like five other calls and tons of emails, Dan, so we got to move on.
Okay, you guys have a great day, great program, and keep up the good work.
All right, thank
and
you very much.
And the clean work, too.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Joe, if you would read this one right before a quick break.
Says, the chances that Donald Trump stops his tweeting has about the same probability that all of the teens in the world will put down their cell phones. Trump has set the bar so low as our president, a snake couldn't crawl under it.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We got some callers waiting, and we got some emails pending. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. And the Sunbury Motor Company is our umbrella sponsor. That doesn't mean that they sell us umbrellas, although they probably have some down there when you're looking at cars on the lots while it's raining.
Let a smile be your umbrella.
There you go. They do that for sure. But they are very service-oriented, and they want you to know that they got an umbrella operation there that covers absolutely everything that it relates to vehicles. Let's suppose you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle. They got lots of those that are in fantastic condition. Got the Carfax and photographs already online. And then let's suppose you're looking for a brand new vehicle. Well, they got hundreds of those. The Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln lines are there. And you can check them all out in advance at sunburymotors.com. And let's suppose you can't find what you want from the pre-owned or the new ones that are there. Well, then you build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. And then you come down to the Sunbury Motor Company and pick it up. And then let's suppose it's time for your inspection or new tires on your vehicle. Well, then you go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, and they get you squared away. They pump you up with nitrogen, and they will take care of the inspection and alignments in the years ahead. They wash the vehicle. They got a car wash, you name it. It doesn't matter what it is. And then let's suppose somebody dents your car someday. They'll fix it at the body shop. They pick up the vehicle and drop it off. You get a loaner in between. They take fabulous care of you at the Sunbury Motor Company. If you want confirmation on what I say here, check it out. It's sunburymotors.com.
I completely endorse your comments.
Thank you very much. Well, then that's all it takes. Between that and the Russian endorsement, we're good to go. Chris, you are on the mark.
Yeah. First of all, the Trump administration was informed that the Russians and other forces were trying to interfere in our election. The week of July 19th, I believe it was, the FBI informed both campaigns of that. They took no effort to inform that the government, that the Russians had approached them about stuff. Trump wrote the cover-up letter for the meeting that Donald, they presented as Junior's work, and then he lied about it to the public. And there definitely was collusion. I don't think the Mueller report says there was no collusion. They said there is no provable evidence of an agreed upon conspiracy of an agreement between the two sides to help each other.
Okay.
And there was lots of collusion.
Odd that no one found
it. And they all lied about their Russian contacts on their government forms when they were applying for security clearances and in public numerous times. And Trump, because he couldn't admit to Russian meetings or Russian collusion, he did his apology tour right with Putin on the platform. He apologized for all these terrible charges we're making against you in America, that you interfered with our election. That's pretty darn near impeachable right there. than the security clearances he gives his children. That's pretty darn near impeachable right there.
No, it's not.
Giving despotic clearances to family members?
It's not been done before. Presidents have overridden the intelligence community because
yes,
they thought...
not 32 times, like once in 8 years, not 32 times in 2 years, including family members.
But it's his right to do that.
No, it hasn't been
It's
done.
His right to do it.
So it's selfish, unpatriotic, partisan, moral failing, but it's not illegal. We see a lot of that in the White House.
Whether he has the right to do it or not, it has no bearing on whether it's impeachable.
Okay.
Harry Truman had a whole group of people called his kitchen cabinet, none of whom had presidential clearances amounting to anything, who advised him and who he kept informed of all the nation's top secrets. They didn't even have clearances.
The kitchen cabinet.
That's what they called it, Harry Truman's kitchen cabinet.
I didn't know that none of them had government positions.
They were people that he trusted. Some of them were in the government, some of them weren't. But they were people he trusted.
He does have the right to, Trump's done that numerous times. He's done it with Putin, apparently.
And CNN disagrees with you.
But that does not, CNN disagrees with me about what?
About the FBI. They say in July of 2016, they launched a counterintelligence investigation into possible links between the Russian government and the Trump campaign officials. It says nothing about them notifying Trump of the campaign about the investigation.
Well, can't they have done both?
Doesn't say so.
Well, so that wouldn't be disagreeing with me.
This is a story entitled 2016 Presidential Election Investigation Facts from CNN.
Yes, it's the investigation facts. This is a fact about whether they informed the campaign or not, which that does not say they did not inform the campaign.
Well, I think it's safe to assume
they launched the and it would have been dereliction of duty for them not to.
Well, I don't think they did. You need to check that out.
No, for dereliction of duty for them not to launch the investigation.
Oh, well, yeah, that was their duty. No argument there.
Okay.
But if they're investigating the Trump campaign, why would they tell the Trump campaign they were investigating them? There's no evidence they did.
They weren't telling them they investigated. I didn't say that. I was saying that they told the Trump campaign that the Russians were trying to interfere. Russians and other foreign entities were trying to interfere with the election.
Well, they launched a counterintelligence investigation into possible links between the Trump campaign. You don't tell the people you're investigating what you're doing.
I didn't say they told them that they were investigating the Trump campaign specifically. I said they told them that the Russians were trying to interfere with the campaign.
All right, next topic.
There's no contradiction there, Joe. If you find one, tell me.
All right. I just did.
Don't make up one.
I just did tell you.
All right, wrap up, Chris.
But you made it up. It's not what you said it was.
All right, wrap it up, Chris. Go right ahead.
Well, and that doesn't even get to the most of the obstruction of justice things. That's mostly talking about but it was, so a lot of it was lawful, and a lot of it was awful. And awful is actually impeachable.
Well, Chris, you called in this program many times just extolling the virtues of Mr. Mueller and saying the president would be doing the wrong thing if they fired him. And he comes out after 2 years and all that money and all those investigations, and he can't conclude that there was any problem at all. So what does that mean?
He did not conclude that, Joe. He gave a step-by-step procedure for indicting the president for obstruction. He was quite clear on that.
He was quite clear that he couldn't make a call on it.
No, but the reason why was because he is not allowed to. Justice Department prevents him from saying he could. He can't indict him because of the Justice Department rule, which has never been confirmed by a judge, by the way. And
well, then if he felt strongly about it, he would have.
He's not allowed to cast guilt on third parties by saying that they should be indicted or could be indicted if he isn't indicted himself. That is also a Justice Department rule. Therefore, he can't do it. And another thing, by the way, there's nothing fake about the dossier.
Oh, come on.
All right, we got to move on.
Even the New York Times says there is.
Thank you,
tell
Chris.
Tell me what to think about it.
All right, we're going to have to
read the New York Times, Chris.
All right.
You can't tell me, in other words.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate
the
call.
Thank you, Joe. You're very informative today.
Read the New York Times, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. Both of you. Stop it. All right, we'll take a quickie break. We got Paul standing by. He's got an upbeat, happy
But we got emails up the yin-yang here.
Okay, well, you clear out the yin-yang. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Joe, you start in the upper right-hand corner, go down, and then to the left.
All right. He says, hello. Funny that the Democrats in Washington wasted no time after the whitewash report to file for the full release of the granular report. Now Pat Toomey is asking for the report to be released after the fact. The report is 100% Democrats' baby. Wait, they will be subpoenaing the Mueller and the AG Barr. Democrats will win in 2020 because Trump is a cheater and a liar. Not sure I got all that.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah. Did Chris actually say just because he has the right to do it, it doesn't mean it's not impeachable? I think he did say something like that. Trump thinking about firing Mueller and railing against the fake investigation is a normal reaction for an innocent man. He didn't act on any of those impulses. It is now a crime to have thoughts and be angry when a person knows they're innocent of the charges. That's a good point.
Okay.
And Mike Bowling says, I think it's time to let it go. Trump said he wanted to fire Mueller. Trump thought about firing Mueller. Trump wanted to fire Mueller. But now he's in trouble because he thought about firing Mueller. Trump is the president of the United States. He hadn't the right to fire. He had the right to fire Mueller any time, and he didn't. End of story. End of fake news. And Justin Trump is suing to block Oversight Committee Chairman Representative Elijah Cummings.
Trump is suing to block Oversight Committee Chairman Representative Elijah Cummings for obtaining his business's financial records.
And what do they have to do with the Mueller probe?
I don't know.
You know, I just think this has gone on far too long and it's getting way too much out of hand. I agree. I thought after the Mueller report came out, we would put everything down and move on. If they found something impeachable, if they found something deserving, you know, criminal action, they would take those steps.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. The Mueller investigation, for whatever you think about it, good or bad, didn't conclude that anyone else should be indicted for anything. And so why not just let it drop and move on?
Right. We got quite a few indictments from it. In fact, some people said, and I can't attribute this to anybody, said the $25 million has been recovered because of all the...